This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by PointsBet. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.
Time to talk footy. And well, it's time to talk trade week.
Yep.
With Mitch Cleary, who knows more about it than anyone else. Welcome to you.
Good afternoon, boys.
Now, Asava Radigal.
Oh. I want to know. All right. Because there's some talk about Mitch and Tom Brown.
Tom Brown.
Who's the best one there? Who's the number one?
Alpha
number
male.
Two, alpha male. So, Coldy, what's going on there? Are you talking to Tom?
I've been reading James Brayshaw's textbook, trying to puff the chest out
That's
around
it.
The office.
Yeah.
And trying to impose myself.
Good.
No, we're very, it's very harmonious in here in the Seven newsroom. We get along like a house on fire. And we've been doing our daily trade videos, just trying to out information each other and going swimmingly.
Because you used to follow Purple-Headed Warrior around.
You did.
And that's why you were called the Maasai Warrior, the smaller version. And I think it's now time for you to stand up to your full height, Mitchie boy, and become the number one.
Well, thanks, Jim. I'm sure you can push it up the chain. You've got some contacts in at Seven.
I can't take a side in this one. You're both good boys, so equals.
Jim, come on.
Equals. Now, Asava Radigalia.
Surely not.
Wants out of the Cats.
Yeah, he's got a year to run on his contract at the Cats, but he wants to go to Port Adelaide. Thinks he's got more of his future under Ken Hinckley over there. He's moved to defence in the last sort of 6 weeks of this season. And the power scene playing a role in defence alongside Alir down there. So, one to watch. The Cats are a little bit reluctant to trade him, but I think that reluctance might be easing a little bit as the days go on. So, by the end of next Wednesday's trade deadline, I think Asava could find his way to Alberton.
Oh, interesting, that one. What about the breakdown of talks between Western Bulldogs and Brisbane? It was all going okay, and then it's broken down. We're at a stalemate, which puts Josh, whatever he's named, Dunkley in trouble.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Yes. Yesterday, the Dogs were a bit frustrated. They want two first-round picks for Dunkley. They see him as the best and fairest winner, hitting his peak form at 25 years of age, that he's worth two first-rounders. So the Lions had pick 15.
Yeah.
They got rid of that to get more points and pushed it back to 21 and split it. So that left the Dogs a bit upset.
Yes.
There is, you know, a bit of chatter that could they move him to the preseason draft? I think it's a bit early for that, given we're still a week away. So much can happen in the space of a week. But if no deal happens this time, Dunkley hits the free market, as opposed to last time when he tried to get to Essendon. A deal fell through. He actually had 2 years left on his contract at that point.
Mm.
But this time around, he's out of contract. So Dunkley will be moving one way or another.
What is his issue with the Dogs? To want to move twice in 3 years, what's the problem?
I think initially, being asked to play ruck and a bit of forward, he sees himself as a pure midfielder, Jim, and I think he feels like he can get that at the Lions. And his heart has been set on leaving probably for 12 months now.
Yeah.
Whereas at the Dogs, he sort of in the mix with McRae, Bailey Smith, Bont, and these blokes, he feels like he can partner up alongside Lachie Neale. His partner is from Queensland. They've got a holiday house in Noosa, so he doesn't mind spending their time
Sister's up there.
The three-way deal that will get pick two to North Melbourne, Horn Francis to Port Adelaide and West Coast with Rioli, etc. It's complicated. Will it happen?
Unlikely at this stage. It would be an ideal world for North. That would leave them with picks one and two and a future first rounder. But there's still a lot of water to go under the bridge on this one. I think what is happening here with Horn Francis is North want a Port player like a Butters. Port's reluctant to do that. So to get this one over the line, they may need to bring a third club in to help, you know, move some picks around. That's where West Coast was sort of brought into the conversation yesterday. But it hasn't really moved yet. I reckon this is hitting the weekend at least before anything moves on Horn Francis.
Jacob Hopper.
Yeah, so the Tigers have got Taranto done now. They need Hopper to be done. I think this is going to take a little bit longer than maybe the Tigers would have anticipated. The Giants are keen for players because they've got a stack of picks. They probably don't need any, or they don't, you know, prioritise picks. They've got so many. So the new coach, Adam Kingsley, I think a few weeks ago, sort of looked at the Tigers list he knows so well and looked at it and said, I wouldn't mind Hugo Ralph-Smith. So they did inquire on Ralph-Smith, the kid with the mullet that plays halfback wing for the Tigers, but told he's not going anywhere. So Ivan Soldo is sort of the name that continues to come up. Could he be part of the deadlock here? But Hopper, I think, still will get to the Tigers. It might just take a little longer than they were hoping.
And Freo desperate for forward presence. Now, the young boy Corbett from the Gold Coast Suns, not a household name.
Ronnie Corbett.
But can play, certainly can kick the footy.
Kicked a stack of goals in the VFL this year for Gold Coast. He's kicked quite a few goals at AFL level across his time. Didn't get regular chance at the Suns with Levi Casbold and Marby Ochoa ahead of him. So the Dockers have given him a bit of a lifeline. I just wonder now, they've been so staunch, the Dockers, on not trading Rory Lobb. They've got the forward in Corbett. Once they get Jackson, could they still let Lobb go? I reckon that's still a chance, even though the Dockers have been so strong on not letting him walk out.
All right, bitchy boy. What else is bubbling away?
Toby Green, surely that's not true what we're hearing. Was that from you or was that from Tom Brown?
That was Tom's report last night. There was a bit of frustration from Toby's end that Taranto and Hopper are leaving, given he was so close to a flag, you know, a couple of years ago, and their list has just sort of gone the other way. They're going through a bit of a reset, the Giants. So I can see why Toby's frustrated. Maybe clubs caught wind of that, but I can't see them going. He's their marquee name, and he's got quite a few years to run on a good contract. It would take something extraordinary for something to happen there.
All right, Mitch. Nothing else, Mitchy?
Say again?
Anything else as you leave us and wave goodbye?
Not exactly. I think Aaron Francis, the Essendon top 10 pick, his move to Sydney is sort of tracking in the right direction. I think the Swans and the Bombers will speak more on that in the next 24 hours. So he'll get a fresh start at the Swans, something there for Bombers fans.
All right. Very good, Mitch. Look forward to hearing from you on 7 News tonight.
Thanks, boys.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by PointsBet. Built different. Faster, easier, better. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.